Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. The Bill Frank Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. And my next guest, every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a serial entrepreneur who started six web-based businesses. He created Vitals.com, a website where doctors are examined. We'll discuss his recent study on patient wait times and the impact of the affordable health care, also known as Obamacare, and what that may have on the quality of our health care. Mitchell Rothschild is the co-founder of MDX Medical, which is the parent company of Vitals.com. Mitch has started and operated, in some cases sold, six internet businesses, including Raspberry Red Marketing, NetWorks, Tough Rhino, Awards.com, Russ Candy Bears, and Time Warner's own Viewer's Edge. His specialty is strategic marketing and execution, particularly in early stage companies. He holds an MBA with honors from Columbia University and a BA from Queens College, summa cum laude, beta, Phi Beta Kappa, joining us from the greater New York area. Hi, Mitch. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest and being a subject matter expert on the show. Now, you've done a study of wait times in doctors' offices throughout the United States for Vitals.com, and you found that on average, patients are waiting about 21 minutes to see a physician. Yet, wait times will vary from state to state, across regions, and really from city to city. Physician wait times, if you look at it, there's sort of a criterion that determines the overall patient satisfaction with the doctor. Another big one, of course, is that interaction that you have with a doctor once you actually get to see him or her. That's probably the biggest factor in how people feel about the doctor. But I'm going to ask you to project forward, if you can, a little bit for my listeners. If the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is implemented, what do you expect to see happen to average wait times to see a doctor in the United States?
So this is a fundamental question about supply and demand. We have been graduating roughly the same number of doctors into this country and issuing licenses at the rate of roughly 25,000 a year. And there has not been a new medical school in the United States in 60 years. So the supply of doctors that are in this country is reasonably unchanged. There's about 700,000 of them, about 600,000 of them practice. That supply does not change and will not change in the foreseeable future. As Obamacare would be rolled in, assuming it passes the Supreme Court challenge, you will have a significant increase in the demand. There will be an extra 20 million people that are going to want to see doctors, and so obviously in any situation in which the supply does not change and the demand goes up, you're going to experience shortages. We see it today in Massachusetts, which passed a version of what is called Obamacare, in which there's really universal health care. The wait to see a primary care physician is 100 days. Now, that's not the wait time that you sit in an office, obviously, for 100 days.
Right.
But the distance between when you want to see the doctor and when you have to see the doctor, anything other than emergency basis, is going up. So the average wait times will probably go up a little. Medical economics says that the doctor's time is best utilized. There's a stack of patients in the waiting room, and so that the doctor can utilize every minute. That is pretty much occurring today. So I don't think wait times will go up that much, although I think the amount of availability and how far in advance you're going to have to book to get an appointment will go up significantly.
Wow. My guest is Mitch Rothschild, who's the CEO of Vitals.com. Well, let me ask you this, Mitch, and this is more on a personal level. When I go into a doctor and I sit down and I've got an appointment at 11 o'clock, let's say, and I have to wait 21 minutes, I get a little bit miffed because if I make an appointment in business for 11 o'clock, I pretty well assume that within 7 minutes, I'm going to be in to see that person. That is the expectation in business. And most people feel the same way. If you go to a restaurant, you've got a reservation for 7 o'clock, you pretty well expect that you're going to have your table ready at 7 o'clock. What is it about the doctors that imbue upon them this idea that they can make us wait, and why don't patients get more upset at that?
Well, first of all, most doctors do not view medicine as a business. The doctors that do, which are typically dentists and chiropractors, you rarely have to wait as much. So something like customer satisfaction and others tend not to be as important a factor when it comes to a doctor. As I alluded to earlier, all a doctor has to make a living with is their time. And so they want to maximize the use of their time. And the way they can maximize this is by making all of us wait out there so that whenever the free moment happens, because the amount of time that an appointment will take is not that absolutely certain. It could take 8 minutes, it could take 15. And so the doctors will maximize their ability to make money, which has become under challenge because part of Obamacare is reducing the amount of reimbursements that go to doctors. So that's kind of why they make them wait. As we often say around the office, we're called patients for a reason, and perhaps that reason is that we need to be a little more patient about seeing the doctor.
Oh, that's a good pun. My guest is Mitch Rothschild. So, Mitch, you talk to hundreds, even thousands of doctors routinely for Vitals.com. What's the feedback that you're getting? What are doctors telling you about Obamacare, and what are you hearing?
Well, Obamacare is a complicated law. The thing that everybody is talking about is the individual mandate, which will require universal health care. The biggest change that's coming, which I think most people recognize, although are a little fearful of, is that in our country, because we are a capitalist society, doctors get what's called fee-for-service. They do a job similar to lawyers, and you pay them whether they do a good job or whether they do not do a good job. What is going to happen, since the government today pays a little more than half of all medical costs in this country, is there's going to be accountable care. It's called the Affordable Care Act, but it also has in it accountable care. So, for example, today, if you are a hospital and somebody is released from the hospital and they must come back in within the next 30 days, the hospital does not make any money off that. That has to be done for free. So what's going to happen to the doctors is it puts a premium on their being able to ensure that the outcomes are what is done. It's good for us as patients. It'll probably mean, to the extent that it's allowed, more tests, more medications, because the doctors are now going to have a stake in our staying well, because if we don't and go back, they won't get paid.
Well, isn't that the way we want it as patients? We want positive outcomes. We really don't care about their time or energy. If it takes them 5 minutes and we have a positive outcome, that's good for us. So that's a wonderful thing. But let me tell you what I'm hearing from doctors that I talk to in the area, that we're really facing a grave crisis in the United States. As older doctors retire, as you said, the number of doctors has been pretty constant coming out of the medical schools. So here in Ventura County, older doctors confide in me that if Obamacare is enacted, that they're just going to retire. They're going to take their cards and go play something else. They'll go play golf or pinochle or whatever the case is. What are doctors telling you about operating under Obamacare based on the interactions that you're having?
So obviously there's as many opinions as there are doctors. People have often said they're trying to get a consensus with doctors to like herding cats. So you're gonna hear a lot of gamut. But I'd say broadly it's the following. As I just said, since we are going to have a situation where a doctor gets reimbursed based on the outcome more than just based on the service, there's going to be an influx of what's called evidence-based medicine. And evidence-based medicine means that doctors are not going to be allowed to use their discretion to do certain things. They're going to be required to, so to speak, follow the book, so that they are going to have to administer the care that has historically and statistically yielded the best outcome.
All right. Well, may I stop you right there, Mitch, because this is an interesting piece to talk about. All right. If we're moving towards evidence-based medicine, where the doctors don't really have a lot of discretion, that it all fairly much pre-described, why do we need a doctor at all? Why can't we use a nurse practitioner? Why can't we use a qualified individual and thereby increase the supply of caregivers, health givers, to help with the glut of patients that are going to come online if Obamacare is enacted?
And you've exactly hit on what is exactly happening. There's a category of people called physician extenders, which are exactly those nurse practitioners and PAs, physician associates. And the estimate is that roughly a quarter of all visits to the doctor do not require the doctor to be there. So what a doctor is going to be needed for is the diagnosis, meaning evidence-based medicine only kicks in once the diagnosis is determined. A doctor is going to have to see the symptoms that are presented and then determine the diagnosis from that. But for things that are more routine, medication, prescriptions, taking blood levels, lab work, flu shots, you have physician extenders. There's a whole range. One of the single biggest trend, and probably why the people you mentioned in Ventura County are going to start retiring, is that doctors used to be small practitioners, solo practitioners, one and two in an office. At this point, about half of all doctors in this country work for a large hospital system or a large group practice, and that number is growing at dramatic rates. So doctors have ceased to be smaller practitioners, and what these larger organizations are doing is, first of all, they're forcing the evidence-based medicine, which reduces the discretion for doctors. So it's like you and me stopping to work for ourselves and working for a big company. Some people were comfortable with that. Many resist the independence. The evidence-based medicine reduced that. But those organizations are also adding the physician extenders that are going to, that's really what's going to help with the supply.
All right, my guess.
In my generation, want to see a doctor a lot of times, and so it may not be satisfied, but we're going to have to change our demand.
Makes sense. My guest is Mitch Rothschild. He is the CEO of Vitals.com. And Mitch, I want to return back to the weight study survey that you did, which I found very interesting and really is what prompted you to come on the show. As we dig into the findings, you find, as I said at the outset, the average wait time is about 21 minutes, but that really does vary by region and by city. And if you take a look at the states with the shortest wait times, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, and Minnesota head the list based on your studies. On the other end of the spectrum, if you look at the states with the longest wait times, Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, Arkansas, and our neighboring state, Nevada, are at the bottom five in your survey. So I guess my first question to you is, where does California rank in your survey of the 50 states' wait time?
Pretty much right on average. It's actually not a survey. On Vitals, we solicit patient ratings. And so we have millions of patients that have come on and left ratings about their opinion of the doctor, and one of the things they list is how long they had to wait when they were at the doctor. So California, being the biggest state, is pretty much right at the average. It varies. You can go on Vitals and actually see the wait times for your individual doctor based on the reporting of prior patients.
Oh.
To your earlier point, the two things that affect wait times typically are the doctor-patient ratio in a particular state and the general health of the population. So older, poorer communities are going to have longer wait times. Generally speaking, doctors that accept Medicaid are getting a lower reimbursement, and there's going to be fewer of them that are willing to do that. And in certain states where the lifestyle is good, there's going to be more doctors per patient in the community.
Well, and that's interesting, Mitch, and that brings me to my next question, because I was surprised to see that many states with aging populations, specifically Florida and our neighboring state, Arizona, come to mind here, they were not listed in either the longest or the shortest wait times. To what do you attribute that?
Capitalism. More customers equal more suppliers for that customer. So the number of doctors in Florida on a patient ratio is high. Doctors recognize that they will be able to apply their trade far more lucratively in those states where you have a population that's clearly going to need the doctor than you might in a state with young, healthy folks.
All right. My guest is Mitch Rothschild. He is the CEO of Vitals. Mitch, tell us a little bit about your website, vitals.com. Money Magazine ranked it as one of the best websites in the United States. In fact, I think you were ranked number 12. You created this site based on what you saw happening in other industries like car buying and home buying, et cetera. How did you end up equating matchmaking, say, in relationships to actually selecting a doctor and then creating this website, vitals.com?
Well, I've been working with companies on the Internet since the Internet started in the mid-1990s, and the Internet is absolutely magnificent at reducing ignorance. If you and I want to go to a hotel in Moscow or Prague, we can go on the web and find out what people think of it, what's the best. We know exactly what the availability is for a flight or for a sporting event. And there was so much ignorance in the world of healthcare, we figured we wanted to start Vitals. Just think of the questions we all have when you see a doctor. Is the doctor any good? What do other people think of him? How long am I going to wait? What's it going to cost me? I mean, we've just started working with some health plan companies to tell people what a doctor costs before you go to see, which is something that's insane in a sense in this country, and that most of us have no idea what that visit is going to cost before we go. So the site is really meant to be consistent with the trend on the web to open up and provide information. We give a lot of empirical data, but we also do the voice of the people, which is where the wait time comes in, things like bedside manner, how long the doctor spends with me when I'm there. And so the idea is to really democratize this information and empower patients to make smart decisions, picking a doctor, staying with a doctor, being prepared before you go in, whether you should eat or fast, having your information ready, and then obviously things like cost and availability. We have a company that does, one of our companies that does online scheduling, so you can book an appointment on a doctor the same way you can book an airline seat or a movie ticket.
That is great. My guest has been Mitch Rothschild, who is the CEO of Vitals.com. Mitch, it's been very illuminating. Thank you so much for being our guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from our sponsors.